nothing that was so hard. So they hauled them up here and put them off in the woods. And I was looking for something to build this out of, but I didn't want to get creosote. I was afraid the odor from it would ruin the food. And I was trying to find somebody that had some cypress left, that I could get some cypress poles. And I happened to think of these, and they told me I could have them. So I went out there and worked them up perfect. See where they drug the cable, dragged them out of the river, where it cut that groove in over there?
Yeah.
Well, that's where they drug them out of the river when they was driving them in the, what you call it. But that's just like iron, that wood. You can't drive a nail in it, no way in the world. So a boy come here and told me, he said, you know, if you had to get them posts from South America, he said it cost you $150 or $250 a post over there. The time we got them here, it cost you $500 a post. I built everything, me and a nigger built everything here, except we didn't level the floor up. Now, I don't do that kind of work, and I don't lay blocks, or I don't lay brick. But I've hired that done, otherwise we've done it all. Now, I was just going to build it, see, and put a shed over it, and have it open, which I just couldn't see no other way for a barbecue, but that way. But the flies and gnats soon learned us that the barbecue was good for them, too, and the bugs and things, so then I screened it in. Then they come a big building project at piece of field, and they tore these windows out and threw them out and busted them up and threw them away, and they'd give them to you if you'd haul them out of their way. So my nephew got in with them and hauled us a bunch of them here, and I tore the screens out and put the glass windows in so that it could use winter and summer now. Mm-hmm. The time we're on the barbecue, we can have it winter and summer, see. So we'd then sometime eat Christmas dinners out here, a whole bunch of us would gather up and bring stuff, and then we'd take a notion we'd have a good barbecue.
You'd take a notion?
Yeah. You have to accumulate a little money once in a while, something to have a barbecue, and damn things would wreck you. Okay, now, anyhow, all this stuff, you see, come out of high water in Blexi when it was, when the storm come, and all this cherry, see, like that, well, they come out of Biloxi when they high water, salt water covered them, and the government condemned them.
Yeah.
And they were hauled out to junk piles, and I picked them up. And it was supposed to be burned, but they couldn't burn them, and couldn't get rid of them fast enough. We could get them before they could burn them. Well, anyhow, I bought her a new stove, and see, she does all her canning out here. And this is a, that's a cert kettle, that ain't a wash pot. Now you call it a wash pot because I know you're used to that, but that's a cert kettle that was, it's about 240 years old or a little older. And been handed down, and that's what it was used for when it was first bought to make syrup in. And,
yes.
That was a long, long time ago.
Did you ever make soap in there called?
Well, we use it to fry fat meat in, you know, when we made sausage, the fat and make the lard and stuff like that.
Right.
But then later along, after this hurricane come and everything was sold away, well, we picked this thing up and it was automatic, but I had a boy, wouldn't pick it up, I would never would haul it home. And another boy helped me put it on, made it, put it on a truck and brought it home, and a man come and fixed it where it works by hand, you know, you turn it on down. I have to watch it, but it gets awfully hot, see. And you do all the canning and things in this.
I see. So that's called a what?
Well, I don't know what you call the thing. It's some kind of a cooker that was in some kind of restaurant or some kind of hotel or something, that a big cooker.
I see.
Because it was automatic, you know, when you turn it on so hot and let it go like that, you know, and it would cool down itself and everything.
Right.
You know what automatic is in cooking. It stays hot so long and then just stay warm so long.
Yeah. And this here is a, what do you call that?
That's the attic fan. It's supposed to be, but I set it up here on, you know, to take the smoke and the heat that comes in here out, and then whenever you're having a barbecue, it's just a big fan. It's a thing, everything the room wide open. I hope so.